It's like they have that peace, you know, with their life, but I didn't feel like I had that. And I wanted that peace in my life because I just felt like I've been just fighting, you know, my whole life. I feel like I've been fighting for, I don't know.
Steigute! Welcome, my friends, to The Storyteller, where you'll find First Nations people from across Native North America who are following Jesus Christ without reservation. Today we'll hear more from Cheyenne and Arapaho Adrienne Kinney sharing how she finally found what she was looking for.
During that time, also, my sister and I, we were starting going to this class, and it was the name that was Adult Children of Alcoholic Parents, and it told about how the things that we, how our lives are when we're adults and why we are the way we are, you know, and because we came from alcoholic families, we have a hard time trusting, and we're still living the same life that we were living when we were. It's like, I was afraid for people to know how I lived at home because I remember when my mother was drinking and I was ashamed and I didn't want people coming to my house. I didn't want my friends coming to the house and because I didn't know if she was going to be drinking or not, you know. I remember I got sick at school and I threw up and I was feeling really sick and I didn't want to tell my teacher. And one of my friends told the teacher and I was sitting there with my head down. She came to me and she asked me, you know, what was wrong? And I just told her I didn't feel good. And she said, well, come on, I'll take you home. And so I let her take me home, but all the way home, I was just so ashamed. I was so afraid of what was going to be at home, you know, and I thought she's going to go in and talk to my mother and my mother's going to be drunk. You know, I don't know what's going to happen. I didn't want her to see my mother like that. I was so ashamed, you know. And so the teacher got there to the house, and as soon as she got there, I jumped off the car, and I tried to run in so she wouldn't, you know. But she didn't. She got off the car, and she went in, and my mother, she wasn't drunk that time, you know. And so she told my mother that I got sick and that she had to bring me home. And so that was all right, you know, but you live in fear, you know, it's like you know, I didn't like her drinking, but yet I tried to protect her, you know, and I think as an adult, I guess I was trying to, I didn't want people seeing how we lived or something. I don't know. I haven't figured all that out, but so we went to that class and we heard about all these things and I did. I started crying because that was me. You know, they were talking about me. And so I went to the pastor, and, you know, and I told him all these things that had happened. You know, I told him that I thought I must have, even as an adult, I still thought this. I thought I must have been really bad. You know, it's like I was bad. And like, that's why the Lord didn't want me, is what I thought. I went on and on. I was telling him everything that I did, you know, and he just kept listening to me, you know, and he said, he finally told me, he said, Adrian, this could go on forever. He said, I want to know, he said, do you want to accept the Lord as your Savior? And I stopped and I looked at him and I told him, I said, I think that's why I came. I think that's why I came to you. He said, I think so too. And, so we did. He asked me, and I told him, yes, I wanted to. I was tired of living the way I was living. I knew people that were, my husband was Christian, and it's like they have that peace, you know, with their life, but I didn't feel like I had that. And I wanted that peace in my life because I just felt like I've been just fighting, you know, my whole life. I feel like I've been fighting for, I don't know, for the right to live or something. I don't know what you call it, but. So in his office, we got down on our knees and we prayed. And of course I cried, and he led me through the sinner's prayer, and I asked for forgiveness, you know, for all the things that I did. And I accepted the Lord. And it's like when I stood up, I felt 100 pounds lighter, you know, when I stood up. And then when I left, you know, everything just seemed so different. It's like, I remember leaving his office, and I went out, and I got in the car, and I was driving home, and everything just seemed different. I said, the sky seemed bluer, you know, the clouds seemed wider, and it was just different, you know, and he wanted me to come to church. He said, you're going to have to go before the church, make a public profession, you know. He said, and I told him, I said, I'll do that, but my husband's in Arizona right now. I want to wait till he comes back because I want him to be there. And I said, my brother's birthday is Wednesday. This happened on Tuesday, and I told him on Wednesday was my brother's birthday. And I said, I have to go. He's in a nursing home, and I was going to go take him something for his birthday. I said, I can't be there Wednesday, but I'll be there Sunday. So I did. I went to my brother's birthday, but I just kept thinking about it. I've kept feeling like I should be at church. You know, I shouldn't be. And so the next day, the pastor called me, and he said, I looked for you at church last night. And I said, well, I told you I wouldn't be there. He said, I know, but I still looked for you. And I said, in fact, I'm going to be there Sunday. I said, but I'm not going to go forward until my husband's here. I said, my husband's in Arizona. I said, I want him to be here. I said, I'm probably not going to be there. No, I told him I wasn't going to be at church Sunday. I said, I'm going out of town. And I said, I won't be here. And so when that weekend came, Saturday, I was getting ready to go out of town. And I live in Shawnee, so I drove to the city, and my headlights went out. And I thought, I really didn't feel right going out of town without headlights, you know. And so I thought, well, maybe I better just stay home. So I went back home, and I went around trying to find somebody to change my lights for me, and I couldn't find anybody. Everybody was busy, I guess. So I went back home, and the next day was Sunday, and I told my children, I said, let's go to church, you know. We're here, so let's go to church. So we got ready, we went to church. I was still planning to wait for my husband to be there, but I don't know, it seemed like the Lord spoke to me, you know, like the Lord said that he was calling me today, you know, not next week, but he was calling me today. And so I went to church and with my two daughters and my son. And when the invitation time came, I knew I had to go, you know, I had to go forward. And so I left, and my daughter said that my little daughter, the 5-year-old, that she was trying to go with me, you know, and she said she had to grab her and hold her. And so I went forward, and I cried then too, you know, and, but there were so many people that came to see me that they'd seen me coming to church, but I guess they didn't know me. And there, so they came up and hugged me, and there were so many of them, and they told me that they had been praying for me. And I thought, I don't know, I guess I didn't believe them, you know, but I knew my husband was praying for me. I knew that, but I didn't know other people were praying for me until they told me that, you know. And but now I know they do. They pray for you, because I knew that. I pray for people when I see them come to church, and I know they're lost, and I know what they're looking for, because I used to be like that, you know. And I called my husband, and I told him, and I think he just went real quiet, you know, and he said, I've been praying for you. He said, I've been praying that that would happen. And so it did, and I got saved. And my other children, my oldest daughter had already been saved. And, but later on my son got saved. And then, my youngest daughter, she got saved. And, I was thinking one day I was at church and I was in Sunday school class, and it's kind of like the Lord just been walking with me ever since. And I was in Sunday school class one time and I started feeling there was some older ladies that were visiting my church and they were in my class, and they started talking, you know, and one of them said she had been a Christian since she was 12 years old, and she was probably in her 70s or 80s or something. And all of a sudden I started feeling like maybe I wasn't saved, because these ladies, you know, they look so, I don't know what the word is, peaceful or something. And I start thinking, because I still didn't, you know, I still didn't feel like I lived up to what they were. And when, and I almost started to cry right then, and I was sitting there in Sunday school classes, I was listening to them, and I thought, it's like Satan starts telling you you're not good enough or something, you know. And I looked out at this, my Bible, and I, it's like I was looking for something to grab onto, you know, that I saw this scripture in Romans 8:1 says, there is therefore now no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. And it's like that was my reassurance all of a sudden, because I thought, you know, maybe I'm not as good as those older ladies that had been Christians all their life, you know, but I accepted Jesus and I believe his word, you know, what he says, that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And I did that. And I'm, you know, I don't walk after the flesh. I do my best to walk after the Spirit. You know, the things I do for the Lord, you know.
Have you ever wondered if you were saved, if you were right with God, so that when you stand before Him, all will be well? If we're looking at ourselves for the righteousness that satisfies God, we will always fall short. But if we look to Christ and His righteousness, trusting in what He did for us at the cross and when He was raised from the dead, God tells us that we are saved. Listen to His words. If you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes and is justified, and with the mouth one confesses and is saved. For the Scripture says, everyone who believes in Him will not be put to shame. My friend, we're not saved by trusting in what we can do, but in what Jesus has done for us. So what about you? What are you trusting in? Want to know more? Visit our website withoutreservation.com and click on the tab New Life. You can also write to us at The Storyteller, P.O. Box 1001, Bemidji, Minnesota 56619. Our phone number is 877-766-4648. That's 877-766-4648. We're also on Facebook at Without Reservation. Missed a program or want to listen again? You can download our app and take The Storyteller with you. Thanks for listening. And remember, the greatest story took place at the cross. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. My friends, there are more amazing stories to tell, so be sure to join us again next time as we listen to The Storyteller.